Well, as Peter mentioned, the Reserve Bank Board flagged today that the number of homeowners falling behind on their mortgage payments is the highest in almost a decade. The numbers are still low by international standards, but that's no comfort to those struggling with their loans, as Stephanie Smale reports.
29-year-old Sydneysider Amy bought her first home in the city's inner west late last year. It took 8 years of working and living at home to save up. She points out lower interest rates helped motivate her to buy when she did.
There was all this sort of hype in the media talking about falling house prices as well, and that was definitely a reason why I thought it would be a good time to purchase.
She explains owning a home has forced her to overhaul the way she lives in order to pay her mortgage.
When I first took on a mortgage, I realised that it was going to be one of my biggest commitments that I do in my life. It's a real challenge to just make sure that that money is in your account month to month. It is actually a massive challenge, and I have had to adjust my lifestyle quite a lot.
Amy says she's confident she will keep making her repayments and lower interest rates will make a small difference.
But it does sort of weigh on me that if I was for any reason to lose my job tomorrow, I don't know if I would be able to support a mortgage. That really does weigh on me quite a lot.
While Amy keeps making her repayments, other Australians are falling behind. Despite growing employment in most parts of the country, the number of home loans in arrears has grown to about 1%. But Chief Economist with Ernst & Young Joe Masters explains the end of the mining boom has left homeowners in parts of Queensland, but mostly in Western Australia, struggling. She points out homeowners in other parts of the country are battling a range of financial pressures too.
Lack of wage growth is one of a variety of headwinds that households are facing. We've also seen increased portion of budgets being taken up by essential spending. We've also got very high household debt, low savings rates, and now house prices are also falling.
The RBA acknowledges the amount of homeowners falling behind in Australia is low compared to other developed countries such as Spain, France and the United Kingdom, where high unemployment has been a problem since the global financial crisis.
That's partly because we've had quite an orderly adjustment in our housing market. It's also because we have seen improved credit standards in the last few years. You know, the process by APRA commenced back in 2014 to improve lending standards, to reduce the number of low doc loans or high loan-to-value ratio mortgages. So we've done quite a bit of work in terms of credit quality, and that's supporting us now.
Jo Masters says there's some good news too. She says about 70% of Australian mortgage holders are about a month ahead, and about 30% are 2 years ahead with their payments. But she's warning falling house prices are something to watch out for.
We know from global experience that negative equity, which is when the amount of money you owe on your house is larger than the value of your house, has very detrimental impacts to households and the economy more broadly. In Australia, the Reserve Bank of Australia estimates it's just over 2% of borrowers here in Australia, and most of those are people that bought properties at the peak of the market. That number is quite low by historical standards. It's quite manageable, but something to be watching given that house prices are falling. A bit like non-performing loans, so the improvement in credit quality here in Australia is a positive in terms of protecting us from that becoming a wholesale problem.
And that's Ernst & Young Chief Economist Joe Masters ending Stephanie Smale's report.